Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you again for your amazing love that made us alive, raised us up into heavenly places, and blessed us with every spiritual blessing, Lord. Thank you for restoring us to the family and to purpose and to perfect love that casts out all fear. Thank you, Lord, as we go into your word this morning. We just see now that because of all this goodness that has come and has been made available for every person, you were in Christ reconciling the world unto yourself so that we can now awake to righteousness and sin no more, be too busy with the good. So thank you that we are your workmanship for good works. And thank you, Lord, that we can awake to this goodness every day and walk conscious of you being a very present help. Thank you, Lord, for that wonderful scripture that I was reminded of yesterday, that you say, are you a God near or you're God far? But you're both a God that is near and you're a God that is far. You're all over, all loving and all over. Thank you, Lord, and totally for us. You want just the best for us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you fill earth and you fill heaven. And I thank you, you're bringing everything back to the original intention. And thank you, Lord, that we can play a part as we just look to you, hear from you, and walk with you every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Ephesians 2, verse 7 to 10. Now God has us where he wants us, with all the time in this world and the next, to shower grace and kindness upon us in Christ Jesus. Saving is all his idea and all his work. All we do is trust him enough to let him do it. It's God's gift from start to finish. We don't play the major role. If we did, we'd probably go around bragging that we've done the whole thing. No. We neither make nor save ourselves. God has both the making and the saving. He creates each of us by Christ Jesus to join him in the work he does, the good work he has gotten ready for us to do, work we had better be doing.
Hallelujah, work we better be doing. Yeah, it's so important, you know, unless the Lord builds a house, we labor in vain. Unless he lights the fire, we will lie down in torment. So that's again the reason, because he knows the best. He made us for purpose and he knows the purpose and plan for every day, every hour. And so we just stick with him. Amen. Abiding in him, we then develop on schedule. We tap into the beauty of the God that has the best intention for this world and for each and every one. So that's what it's all about. We abide in him and his word abides in us. We desire, we dream, we have light, and it's all come from the throne room of God, and it's relevant. He gives us what is relevant for us to be the lights in the darkness, the rivers in the desert, the shadows of a great rock in a weary land. So arise and shine, be blessed because you are blessed. And just trust and flow with a living God, a living reality, light giver, life giver, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.